At the FMC Anthem Field Plot Tour, I am visiting with Randy Young. First of all, Randy, I know you're a Midwest guy, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I live in a small town called Trainer, Iowa, just outside of Omaha.
Well, in your area, I'm sure that when it comes to corn and soybeans, we've got a lot of concerns in terms of weed control and that kind of thing. What before we maybe get to some product information, how about just conditions as you've seen them throughout your area? I don't know if it's all the same or very mixed or what it's like.
Well, as far as the weather conditions, you know, everybody's dry this year. But, you know, actually coming across Interstate 80 today, you know, things look pretty good right now. So we catch rain, we could be in pretty good shape. But part of my region extends from Minnesota all the way out to Colorado. So obviously there's a lot of different varying conditions. You know, you get down to Oklahoma and Kansas, the dry land in Nebraska. Probably all saw the report from the USDA and some counties being stated as disaster areas. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but I would say across the whole region, we could definitely use a drink of rain.
Well, that's definitely the name of the game up here. How about from the standpoint of weed pressure and challenges that you maybe see this year? Maybe part of that's contributed by that dry weather.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, the weed pressure is continuing to grow as we continue to get, whether it's tolerance, resistance, whatever you want to call it, to glyphosate. And the weather conditions this year didn't help us get the pre's activated. But I would say overall that, you know, our authority brands, for instance, we put those out in the spring and some fall applications as well in soybeans. We're real pleased with how they're working.
Now, I know that you have products that can be applied pre, post, but when you're looking at what you described, how has that affected things like being more cognizant or aware of the value of, say, a pre-emerge program to add into the mix?
Well, I think because of the tolerance and things like that, there is becoming a much more awareness of the need to balance your weed control program. You know, you can go back into the 90s before we had glyphosate, and a weed like water hemp is definitely a two-pass weed. You got to get a good pre-emergent out there and then hit it with a good post-emergence application to get control you need.
Well, I know that we're looking forward to the Anthem registration at some point. That certainly has been something that is a lot of anticipation for, because we've got a new tool to put in the toolbox, so to speak. How would you describe, from maybe being at some of these plot tours around your area, the questions, the ideas they are looking at, how that's performed already?
You know, I think there's been a lot of excitement. You know, we had some tours last year as well. And from this past year, what I see is a lot of excitement from retailers. It's another tool in their toolbox. But the thing that I think that I see that they're liking about Anthem is the flexibility that it will eventually bring to the market once we get all of our labels, anywhere from early pre-plant and corn all the way up to post and soybeans. So that's going to bring a real good tool that's new active, but it's also flexible in application timing and crops.
Okay. Well, like you said, you've got a very broad territory, so there is some real differences in what we've seen with this weather pattern, some getting it worse than others, but all wishing they had a drink of water. We'll pray that that does happen for them. Thank you very much, Randy Young with FMC. We're here at the Anthem Field Plot Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.